lifestyle can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Don't be so careless with your glances. Don't look at me that way and breathe a sigh. Please don't get too close and let me love you, 'cause I just might be fool enough to try. It's not that I don't think I'm worthy of you, but memories from the past I still recall. Please don't get too close and let me love you, 'cause I just might be fool enough to fall. It's not that I don't think I'm worthy of you, but memories from the past I still recall. Oh, please don't get too close and let me love you, 'cause I just might be fool enough to fall.
Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Some going too fast. when someone go,
someone go.
In the final, it a go bring a confusion. Then everyone will see who are the gargan. Then everyone will see who are the hero. For when the rise and swell, man belly na go full. And when belly na full, I yeah say it a go there. And belly na go full. And when belly na full, I yeah say that go day. And when the rice on sell, and belly na go full. And when belly na full, I yeah say that go day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I yeah say that go day. And when the rice on swell, man belly na go full. And when the rice on swell, man belly na go full. The fire red hot, no water said to all. The fire red hot, no water said to all. It a go be a bangaran.
It's gonna be a bangaran.
In this heart, I'm about to race.
It's gonna be a big race.
Some going too fast when someone go.
Someone go.
In the final, it a go bring a confusion. Then everyone will see who are the gargan. Then everyone will see who are the hero. For when the rice was fell, man belly na go full. And when belly na full, I yes say that go day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I yes say that go day. It a go be a bangaran.
Gonna be a
bangaran. In this heart, I'm about to race.
It's gonna be a big race.
Some going too fast when someone go.
Someone go.
So in the final, it a go bring a confusion. Then everyone will see who are the gargan. Then everyone will see who are the hero. For when the rice on swell, man belly na go full. And when belly na full, I yeah say it a go day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I yeah say it a go day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I yeah say it a go day. And when the rice on swell, man belly na go full. And when belly na full, I yeah say it a go day. And when the rice on swell, man belly na go full.
I'm gonna fly. Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
Closer. 25 years ago, in Transylvania, they tried to stop me. I can still hear the stake going through my heart as I lie in my coffin. Listen, you will hear it too. It brings back bad memories to think of this. But then, my friend, Dr. Frankenstein. He came, removed the stake from my heart, and I am free to roam. So tonight, when you go to bed, remember, if you hear the flapping of wings. You will know I am outside your door. And if I want to, I can soar into a roof just as easily as a bat. Remember, don't have any mirrors hanging on the wall. And please, don't keep a crucifixion by, because I get awfully frightened when I see that. Please beware. Please take care. Close all your windows at night, or I might come to see you next time. Well, I see you tonight, when everything is still and the moon is bright. Goodbye. Goodbye.
We're here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of expectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined. The light falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank shoji-like screen, and the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
12A63 clear. 11A21 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
1A54 clear. 1B1, stand by.
12:20, roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
1A54, clear. 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't... Thanks for... Well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
I woke up. And I went into the bathroom to get some aspirin. And I happened to look in the mirror. Something I can't describe, but it sure as hell is not my reflection.
Is go, where are they now?
We will. Mount Kisco. I am going to buy Crisco to bake a cake so I can disco, 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 disco. How long are you staying? I mostly eat Marisco so I can disco, 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 disco. I am getting tired, waiting to be hired to do disco, disco, disco. If I don't get hired to do disco, 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 I will take a gun and become a Cisco. Disco, disco, disco. I am going to get fired. Disco, disco, disco. You make me so tired. Disco, disco, disco. If I don't get fired, I am going to Jalisco and dance on a wire. Disco, disco, disco. If I don't get Crisco, when I get to Mount Kisco, I am going to Jalisco and become a Cisco and then move to Frisco. Become a Cisco and move to Frisco. Disco, disco, disco. I am going to Mount Kisco.
Whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantment, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Orgies are ritualistic energy exchanges that provide the concentration of power needed for spell casting. Witches and wizards crave energy, and in fact are very much addicted to it in all forms. And there's a special kind of energy derived from uniting with another. And so spellcasters do a tremendous amount of uniting. We know that a mystical bond exists between lovemakers. This bond is able to attract all sorts of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love. Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. But the best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes. These are periods when the earth is surrounded by wild vibrations, and when if the orgy is successful, you will be able to slip easily into the fifth dimension of fantasy. Gather what you need and return stronger and ready to create your destiny. Traditional orgies have always consisted of either 9, 11, 13, or 22 guests. You're able to double the amount, triple it, increase it 7 times over. But you must never invite one more or one less. There's a reason for the strict discipline in witchcraft. And if you deviate from the rule, you could unleash powerful and unfortunate evil forces. So plan your orgy with care. Invite only a specified number of guests. To begin the orgy, all guests must stand in a circle. Each must light a red candle and dedicate the flame to the god Pluto. And then let the place be filled with laughter. And as the queen witch rings a pewter bell 3 times, psychic inspiration will direct the group.